The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, January 21st, 2018, is from Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings, our princes, and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, or kept the laws he gave us through his servants the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned. We have done wrong. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor upon your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 19, New International Version, January 21st, 2018. Some will only study Daniel chapter 9, verses 4 through 8, and verses 15 through 19. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Daniel 9:4. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. Daniel lived a holy, righteous, wise, and God-honoring life. Therefore, he was most fit to serve as a prophet of God and a great intercessor while in exile in Babylon. An intercessor in prayer puts himself in the place of the other person or people, and he prays to God as these people should pray to God, but probably do not. Daniel began his prayer by honoring God for his divine nature, God's great and awesome nature. God is totally unlike the gods or idols of Babylon or elsewhere. God heard Daniel's prayers because God kept covenant, his promises, with Daniel and his people. Daniel loved God and kept his commandments. Daniel confessed that God's people had not loved him and kept his commandments. And Daniel identified himself with his people and their sins rather than pray as the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. Quote, the Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. Daniel 9:5. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. Because God is almighty, loving, truthful, and always keeps his promises, he maintains a steadfast relationship with those who love him and keep his commandments. Therefore, Daniel knew he could go to God in prayer. As an intercessor or mediator, Daniel confessed the sins of the people he prayed for or interceded for by standing between God and God's sinful people. He represented God's people to God in their behalf. He had a humble confidence to pray to God because he had not sinned, done wrong, acted wickedly, or rebelled against God as God's people had done. But he did not claim, as the Pharisee claimed, that he was better than others or sinless. Those he prayed for needed his prayers because they had done many evil things and worse. Daniel 9:6. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Though Daniel did study and believe the prophets, the vast majority of the Judeans, including their leaders in exile, had not listened to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others, and repented of their sins. They probably ignored Daniel. Daniel did listen to the prophets, particularly to Jeremiah, so he knew the crucial importance of listening to God's prophets, reading their warnings, considering God's timing, and turning back to God. Daniel's prayer described to God the kind of people his people had become, a people who rebelled against God, a people with rulers who also rebelled against God, particularly in Jerusalem, before God sent them into exile. All the people of the land stood guilty before God and deserved his punishment. In his prayer, Daniel would not let the people blame their leaders for their sins. However, their leaders often misled them into sin and rebellion against God. Most of their kings did little to lead God's people back to God. Daniel 9, 7. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. All sin is treachery against God and others. In his prayer of intercession, Daniel confessed for the people that God had always done what was right, and had judged them and warned them and punished them in righteousness. Daniel confessed what the people should have confessed themselves, that they lived in open shame, because they had abused God's kind acts and had acted treacherously toward God. Daniel's prayer included the kingdom of Judah that had been taken into exile by the Babylonians in 587 BC, and the kingdom of Israel that had been dispersed or scattered by the Assyrians in 722 BC. Daniel 9:8. We and our kings, our princes, and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The whole world looked upon the Jews, the people of Judah, and upon the Israelites, the people of Israel, with total disgust. God's people should have hung their heads in shame, and many did, because they had sinned against God, and the whole world was seeing this, the consequences of God's just judgment upon them, because of their sins. Moses wrote that if God's people rebelled, quote, you shall become an object of horror, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples where the Lord will lead you. Deuteronomy 28:37. God expects sinners to feel ashamed of their behavior and return to him with repentant hearts. Daniel 9:9. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Because they had rebelled against God, as rebels who tried to overthrow their ruler and his justly established government, Daniel confessed that the people deserved their shameful punishment. Their sins were their own fault, while God treated them with loving kindness, mercy, and forgave them time and time again when they repented. The people did not deserve God's mercy and forgiveness, and they could not earn it. If God showed them mercy and forgiveness, he would do so because of his loving character. He would keep his covenant with them and his promises to them, although they had broken their covenant with him and had not kept their promises to him. Daniel 9:10. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, or kept the laws he gave us through his servants the prophets. The people had lived to please themselves, and they did not believe any bad consequences would befall them as God's punishment. Moses, a prophet, had given them the Ten Commandments and other laws. Other prophets had come to call the people to obey God's laws, but the people rebelled and refused to obey God. They thought God would always forgive them and never punish them. Daniel 9:11. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against you. By the time Daniel wrote and prayed this prayer, the divided kingdoms of Israel, Israel and Judah, had been destroyed, and God's people put in exile and scattered for refusing to obey God. Moses had told them the blessings that would flow from obeying God, and the curses God would send upon them if they disobeyed or persisted in disobeying God. They were now suffering the curses they had chosen as a consequence of their transgressions. Moses warned them, all these curses shall come upon you, pursuing and overtaking you, until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God by observing the commandments and the decrees that he commanded you. Deuteronomy 28:45. Through his prophet, Moses, God gives people a choice. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. Daniel 9:12. You have fulfilled the word spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. When God fulfills his promises and blesses his obedient children, he confirms his words and promises. At other times, God confirms his word by bringing his punishment upon the disobedient as he has promised. The great calamity was the desecration and destruction of God's beautiful house, the temple in Jerusalem. When Solomon prayed, God filled the temple. When the people refused to turn back to obeying God, God departed and sent the Babylonians to destroy the temple. Daniel 9:13. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. Daniel needed to intercede for God's people because God's people still had not entreated or prayed to God, the true God, to favor them with his blessings. Even in exile, they preferred the pleasures of their sins. Because they refused to reflect upon the fact that God was always be true to his words and his laws, they refused to turn from their evil practices, and thus they deserved God's punishment. Moses foretold extensively, in many ways, about the calamity that would befall God's people if they persisted in their rebellion against God, telling God's people, quote, "The Lord will scatter you among all the peoples, from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your ancestors have known. Among those nations you shall find no ease, no resting place for the sole of your feet. There the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and a languishing spirit. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. Day and night you shall be in dread, with no assurance of your life." Deuteronomy 28:64-66. Daniel 9:14. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. When God punishes his people, we learn from Daniel that God also watches over his people while they are approaching punishment and being punished. For example, God watched over his people when God set apart Daniel and Ezekiel to pray for his people and prophesy to his people while they lived in exile. Daniel confessed that God's people rightly deserved God's punishment. Daniel 9:15. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned. We have done wrong. Through their deliverance from slavery in Egypt, accompanied by signs and wonders worked by God through Moses, God became renowned, and was still renowned in Daniel's day. Despite how great and loving God had been to them, his people still acted sinfully and wickedly in rebellion against God. Despite all God had done for them, they dishonored God by their sins. Daniel 9:16. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts. Turn away your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. God always acts in righteous ways. God was righteous when he warned the Judeans to repent or be punished, and when he finally punished them for their unrepentant hearts. He was righteous when angry, and righteous when he judged the Judeans for their iniquities. He would be righteous when he freed them from exile. After confessing the sins of God's people, in behalf of God's people, Daniel interceded for them by requesting that God bring their deserved punishment to an end. He admitted to God that his people had become a disgrace among their neighbors. Daniel knew from Jeremiah's prophecy that the punishment of the kingdom of Judah would be 70 years, and the completion of their 70 years of punishment drew near. Daniel became emboldened by the scriptures, by the word of God, by the righteousness of God, and by the Spirit of God to intercede in prayer for God's people, for God to free them from exile. See Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 and 24. Daniel 9:17. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor upon your desolate sanctuary. Daniel did not make his request to God for his own sake personally, or solely for the sake of God's people. Though Daniel prayed for the sake of sinners, when he interceded for God's people, he prayed primarily for God's sake, for God's honor, reputation, and glory to be restored before the world. He prayed for God to be honored by his people, and he prayed for God to restore his house, the devastated temple in Jerusalem, so God's people could worship him there once again. By God delivering his people from exile, their neighbors would see that God was true to all his promises, and he had the power to do whatever he said. God was true to his promises when he punished his people after they sinned and refused to repent. And Daniel knew God would also be true to his promises when he brought their punishment to an end and returned them to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. God still keeps all his promises, for God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as the Son of God, so is Jesus Christ. See Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Daniel 19:18. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Daniel spoke person to person with the Lord when he prayed for God to hear his prayers and open his eyes to their situation and the city that bore God's name. As Daniel concluded his prayer, he acknowledged that the Lord is our God. He is the God of the Judeans. The pagan gods of Babylon will no longer be their gods. God's people will increasingly recognize the fact that the Lord is their God as God begins to work and restore their freedoms in answer to Daniel's prayers. After emphasizing the righteousness of God, Daniel confessed again that they were not righteous and they deserved God's punishment. They were undeserving of God's great mercy, and it would only be by God's righteousness and mercy that God would end their punishment and restore the city that bore his name. Daniel 19:9. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. After giving the Lord his reasons for God to answer his prayer, in a burst of short exclamations, Daniel summed up his prayer request. God will hear the prayers of a righteous person, but Daniel did not take that fact or his righteous life for granted, for he prayed, "Lord, listen. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, says James in James chapter 5, verse 16. Daniel did not take God's forgiveness for granted, even though he knew God would keep all his promises, for after confessing their sins, he exclaimed to the Lord, "Lord, forgive." If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us for our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness, says John in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Daniel knew God would hear his prayers, but he also wanted God's people to see that God would hear their prayers and act in their behalf for his name's sake. For the fact that God's people represented him and his city represented him before the surrounding nations, and they had been disgraceful representatives, and their city was a disgraceful representative of the name of the Lord. With their restoration, the Lord would glorify his name. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why did Daniel feel confident that God would hear his prayers when he prayed to God? 2. Do people today, both inside and outside the church, think of sinning against God as acting wrong, acting wickedly, acting rebelliously, acting treacherously? Why or why not? 3. What can happen when people stop studying the Bible and listening to God's Word? 4. What does the word shame mean? Why does sin bring shame upon God and God's people, as well as the sinner? 5. Why do you think God thought it important to state clearly in the Bible the consequences if his people rebelled against him as an individual or as a group? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God's Discipline Can Lead to Repenting. Daniel chapter 9, verse 13. Just as it is written in the Law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. When Paul wrote to the church in Rome, he explained one of the benefits of Old Testament study, writing, quote, "For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instructions, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." Romans 15:4. For example, we can apply Daniel's situation and prayer to our lives and say, quote, "If believers do not seek the favor of the Lord, turn from sinning, and give attention to the truth that God has revealed in the Scriptures, they will eventually suffer the discipline of the Lord." When Daniel prayed his prayer, the Jews had been suffering exile in Babylon for almost 70 years. Today, those who call themselves Christians and nations that were once considered a part of Christendom can suffer the consequences of turning away from the truth of the Lord and the behavior God's truth demands. What they or their nation are suffering may be God's discipline to turn them back to faith in the Lord and obedience to the Scriptures. During a time of suffering God's discipline, believers can also be encouraged to pray, and remember this, quote, "The Lord, the great and awesome God, keeps His covenant of love with those who love Him and keep His commandments." Daniel 9:4. Not all personal suffering is God's discipline, but during a time of local, national, or international suffering, believers can do as Paul wrote, pray, persevere, and turn to the Scriptures for encouragement that they might have hope. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson, copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.